And I'd like now to welcome back to the program Rose and Philip Strzok. They are with Operation Christmas Child and Samaritan's Purse, which we talked about last June. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us here again.
So the weather's getting cold, Christmas is coming up, and Operation Christmas Child is in the works.
Yes, it is. We're in the midst of the collection season. It's all going to be terminated before Thanksgiving as far as the collection.
So you're collecting gifts for children in other countries?
In other countries, over 100 different countries. So right here in the northeast New Mexico area, here at in Santa Fe, we have a collection site. And from here, these gifts will be collected, sent to Denver to be processed and gone through and sorted. And then they go out worldwide from there.
And they are, as we talked about before, they're received by really some of the poorest kids in the world.
That's correct. Most of these kids, or a good percentage of them, have never received a gift before. And it meets an immediate need in their lives to demonstrate to them that somebody cares about them and is willing to share just the simple necessities of life, like hygiene items, school supplies, a few toys, and so that's a way to ultimately, in the life of the child, give them an eternal hope that somebody cares about them and loves them enough to concerned about their future.
Now, if people want to donate for this, like, when you guys make gifts to children who you've never met and will probably never meet, what kind of things do you put in the box?
Children love a stuffed animal, something to snuggle with. And we put in hygiene products.
Like shampoo, toothpaste?
No shampoo, but toothpaste, a bar soap. Kids have never had their own washcloth. We've talked to what's called Full Circle Kids that were in an orphanage when they received their shoebox, and they talk about the greatest gift was the washcloth, but also school supplies. What else, Phil? What would you?
Just anything that is not breakable or a liquid, because those tend in shipping to ooze out or leak out. So,
so you
don't want anything like that.
Box full of shampoo.
Hard candy.
Even right. hard candy is acceptable. No chocolate, of course, because that will probably melt. But things of that nature are very popular.
Operation Christmas Child is a ministry of children helping hurting children around the world, just giving them a gift of eternal hope and knowing that someone out there cares about them. And it not only touches the child, it touches their families as well.
And it's an evangelical Christian group, but I guess you don't have to be an evangelical Christian to donate to it.
That's correct. Where your, your heart and your talents and your, you are with helping others. You can be of service to others by just preparing a simple gift. So let me encourage anybody out there that hasn't done so and they're so led, just to prepare a shoebox, a packet, and there are many places here in Santa Fe, in northern New Mexico, Santa Fe being one, at Calvary Santa Fe, that they can bring their gift and drop it off there, or even here at the Santa Fe Baking Company. If they're willing to just drop it off here, we will pick it up from here.
And you too, I just have to say, are the proud parents of the owners of the Santa Fe Baking Company, who are Eric and Kevin and Steve, three of the nicest guys in the whole world.
Oh, thank you very much for that. I'm sure they appreciate that. But I also want to say that Collection Week is November 15th through the 22nd, and you can go on the SamaritansPurse.org/OCC website, and it'll give you the exact hours of collection during that week.
SamaritansPurse.org/OCC. OCC, which is Operation Christmas Child.
Correct.
So the it's right before Thanksgiving. You got to be done by Thanksgiving if you want to make donations.
Correct.
Anything else before we go? Anything else you want to let our listeners know about?
We've had a good response this year. We've had increase in participation. We thank everybody that has done so so far. And I would just ask you just to take time and pray about you participating if you haven't done so. Just so easy. Just prepare a shoebox and just think ahead of what child might be getting that shoebox and what difference in that child's life and their family's life that might make. So I just encourage you to do that. And
in a lot of spiritual traditions, the act of giving a donation to somebody you don't know and not getting credit for it and not having your name in lights is considered a very high kind of gift.
Exactly. Giving a gift to someone that you know can no way pay you back or do anything back for you. Although we have heard instances where people have included a picture with a name and address, and a child will respond.
Do you get pen pal kind of situations?
You can get a pen pal situation. We've had instances where the child's been adopted by the parents, or a man and a woman that have sent a shoebox.
Well, you can, once again, SamaritansPurse.org.occ, Operation Christmas Child, and Rose and Philip Strzok. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. We enjoyed presenting this worthwhile project to the listeners. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We're going to take a break, and Rob DeWalt will be with us speaking of the arts in just a moment. Please stay tuned.